Anne of Green Gables. Presented by Inkblot Theatre Company. Part 3.
It's quite a storm out there tonight.
The horses are in the stable?
And the door locked tight.
It must be awfully cold. Are you sure they're all right?
They'll be just fine.
I'm glad someone will.
Anne, would you stop that? You've been moping around for months.
Well, you would be moping too if you'd been separated from your bosom friend for months on end. Oh, Marilla, I can't believe Mrs. Barry still won't let me see Diana.
We've been over this nearly 1,000 times. You'll just have to make your peace with it.
But it isn't fair.
Did I say it was fair? But it's Mrs. Barry's decision, and that's final.
Diana!
Anne!
What in the name of...
Oh, Diana, is it really you? Or are you a ghost?
It's me, but Anne...
Oh, I've imagined this moment so many times. Has your mother finally relented?
No, Anne, no. Oh, no, it's Minnie May. She's got croup, I'm certain she does, but Mary Jo doesn't know what to do, and neither do I. And Father and Mother aren't down, and there's no one to fetch the doctor, and I didn't know where else to go.
I'll get the mare harnessed.
Where will you find a doctor willing to come in this storm?
I've got to try.
I'm so scared, Anne.
Don't worry, Diana. I know exactly what to do for croup. Marilla, will you grab the ipecac? She's going to be fine, Diana. Don't cry.
But she sounds so bad. You haven't heard her coughing. It's awful, Anne.
Now listen. Mrs. Hammond had 3 sets of twins, and they all had croup one time or another. I promise you, I know what to do. And in the meantime, Matthew will go for a doctor. Diana, look at me. It's going to be all right.
There's the ipecac.
Thank you. Come on, Diana.
Do you hear that?
I do, but I've heard it before. Give her to me. Well, she has croup, all right. Sit down, Diana. You're worrying me.
What do we do?
Well, first we'll need hot water. How much is in the kettle?
About a cupful.
Oh, dear. Mary Jo, will you fill that kettle and put it on the stove? Diana, can you help her with the fire?
Of course.
Thank you. And when you've finished with the stove, try to find some soft flannel cloths. We'll need them when the water is warm. Where's her bed?
Upstairs.
That's no good. Now I'll lay her down on the couch. Do you have a blanket?
In the cupboard.
I'll get it.
Thank you, Mary Jo. All right, I'm going to undress her, make sure she can breathe.
The stove is lit. I'll go find the cloths.
Is she going to be all right?
I'm sure she will. Mary Jo, would you hand me that bottle on the table?
What is it?
The ipecac. She won't like it, but if she takes it, it'll help. Here. Come on, Minnie May. It's for your own good. Just swallow.
She doesn't want to.
Well, she's going to have to. Where's the water?
On the stove.
We're gonna need it soon. There you go, Minnie May. If she keeps taking it like that, she'll be just fine.
She doesn't sound better.
It's going to take some time.
Here are the cloths.
Good. Soak them in the water from the kettle. I'll keep giving her the ipecac.
Come on, Minnie May. Oh, Anne, she sounds just awful.
I know. I never saw the Hammond twins so bad.
Oh, give her more ipecac, please.
It's been hours, and she won't stop coughing. I'm scared.
Calm down. Here's the last of the ipecac. This'll do the trick.
It hasn't so far. Why should it start now?
It will.
And if it doesn't?
We'll figure it out. I'm sure I have some other remedies we can try.
Like what?
It doesn't matter. Let's give her the last of the ipecac.
Is she all right?
That's it? She's getting the phlegm out. Come on, Minnie May. She'll be all right now, Diana, I promise. That's it, Minnie May.
We got here as soon as we could.
The doctor!
Let me see her. Why? She seems fine. She's breathing soundly.
It was Anne that did it.
It wasn't so hard, really. I've dealt with croup before.
Now, don't be modest, Miss Shirley. I'd say you saved this child's life. It would have been too late by the time I got here.
Where is she? Where's my daughter?
Mother!
I was in town, and I heard Mrs. Lynde say Matthew was taking the doctor to the Barrys, and I came home as soon as I could. Where is she? Where's Minnie May?
She's all right.
She's fine now, Mrs. Barry.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Don't thank me. I only just got here. Thank Anne.
Anne?
I've never seen anything like her.
I... Well, Anne, dear, it seems I may have misjudged you. How can I ever repay you?
There's no hard feelings, Mrs. Barry. I only hope Minnie Mae is all right.
Thanks to you. I believe she will be.
Anne!
Oh, Tiana! Is your mother letting you come back to school?
She is! Oh, you can't imagine how grateful she is to you, Anne. She says we are never to be parted again.
This is the most beautiful thing that has ever happened to me. Oh, you've come back just in time. Mr. Phillips had us start reading Elaine yesterday, and Diana, it is just the most tragical and romantic story I have heard in all my life.
Diana!
Oh, you're back!
Has Anne been telling you all about Gilbert?
Gilbert? What about Gilbert?
Only they've been fighting each other for the head of the class all month. You should have seen them at the spelling bee.
I can't help who I'm competing with.
I think he let her win that last round. Oh, you should have seen his face.
Are you sure it's not that he simply can't spell?
Oh, Anne, you can't deny
it. I can and I will. Besides, I wasn't talking about Gilbert Blythe. I was talking about Elaine.
Oh, Diana, it really is romantic.
Oh, so sad, though.
Elaine falls in love with Lancelot while she's nursing him back to health.
Because he's a brave and handsome knight.
But then he leaves, even though he knows that she loves him.
So she dies of a broken heart and asks for her body to be put adrift in a boat with a white lily and a letter telling of her love for Lancelot.
Is that not the most tragic thing you've ever heard?
And she floats all the way to Camelot, where Lancelot finds her body.
Along with King Arthur.
And he decides to hold an expensive funeral for the Lily Maiden.
How romantic!
But he doesn't love her.
It's still romantic.
How?
Are you girls still going on about that silly Elaine?
She's not silly. She's tragic.
All right, Ruby Gillis. How would you like it if you died and were floated down the river in an old boat?
I don't expect you to understand.
Wait, that's it!
What are you talking about?
We should act out Elaine! Oh, it would be perfect! We can set a raft down the river!
Is it safe?
Of course! We'll catch Elaine at the bridge!
How romantic!
It's just the thing! And then, Diana, you will know the whole story and be caught up in class!
I'm not sure it'll be quite the same.
No, we'll explain as we go. Please, we must do it.
Of course we must.
This weekend.
Well, I'll do it if you're all doing it.
All right, take your seats. Take your seats.
Come on, Diana. Sit with me.
Right. Turning back to the Lady of Shalott. Mr. Blythe, please recite for us the first stanza, part 3.
A bow shot from her bower eaves. He rode between the barley sheaves. The sun came dazzling through the leaves and flamed upon the brazen greaves of bold Sir Lancelot. A red cross knight forever kneeled to a lady in his shield that sparkled on the yellow field beside the far Shalott.
Very good.
Gilbert looks just like Lancelot, doesn't he?
Shh!
Miss Shirley, something to share with the class?
No, Well, actually, yes, sir. It's remote Shalott, not the far Shalott.
Is it? I suppose you're right. Very well done, Miss Shirley. Please proceed with the next stanza. Mr. Blythe, I assume you'll be taking note?
Yes, sir.
Right. Diana, climb on.
Me? I couldn't get on that raft.
But Diana, you must be Elaine. You look the part.
No, I'm far too scared. Let me be Lancelot.
But he's a boy.
At least he stays on dry land.
Fine, then Ruby, you be Elaine.
You won't catch me dead on that raft. I'll be Guinevere.
Jane?
Anne, it really has to be you. I simply would die of fright lying there pretending to be dead. I'll be King Arthur. I don't mind.
No. Of course I'd love to, but I'm afraid I simply don't look like Elaine.
Oh, but you do! Your hair has grown out much darker since you cut it. Why, it's very nearly auburn.
Diana, you are an angel for saying so. That alone has given me the courage. I suppose I'll do it.
Be careful now.
Do you feel all right, Anne?
I guess so. How do I look?
Play dead. Oh, you look dead all right.
It looks perfect, Anne.
All right, Diana, you say, sister, farewell forever. And Ruby, you say, farewell, sweet sister. And we must kiss her brow. Oh, Anne, try to smile a little. You know Elaine lays of smiling.
Sister, farewell forever.
Farewell, sweet sister.
And now we must push her into the river. Oh, don't worry, Anne. We'll run downstream to the bridge and catch you there. It will be perfectly safe. Ready, girls? And push!
Farewell, sister! Now run, girls! Hurry!
Diana? Diana, wait! There's water splashing up over the edge. Diana? Jane?
Oh, dear. No, no. I will be Elaine. I will be composed and perfectly romantic. Oh, no, I won't. Oh, the raft is really leaking now. Diana, help!
Oh, there's a stone. Please, God, please just bring the raft near the stone and I swear I'll do the rest. I don't know how I'll get to shore after I get there, but at least I won't be drowned. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, dear. Well, soon they will see the raft empty and come looking for me. They must.
And Shirley? How on earth did you get there?
Oh, no. What are you doing rowing out here?
Me? What are you doing?
None of your business.
Oh, then I suppose you won't be wanting any help?
No, that's all right. Thank you.
Anne.
Yes?
You're stranded in the middle of the stream. Don't be stubborn.
I'm sure my friends will be along soon.
I see. And do they have a boat?
Mr. Andrews does.
And how long do you think you'll be waiting for him?
It is a very lovely day out. I shall be happy to wait as long as is necessary.
Anne, you're shivering.
I'm not. I'm trembling with delight.
You silly thing. Just get in the boat and I'll row you to shore.
Well, if you insist.
Here, let me help you.
Much obliged.
Look here, Anne. Can't we be friends? I'm awfully sorry I made fun of you that time, and I didn't mean to upset you, so I've been trying to make up for it ever since. It was so long ago, and I think your hair looks pretty now, really, I do. Let's be friends.
I don't want to be friends with you, Gilbert Blythe.
Then will you at least not look at me like I'm some pebble stuck in your shoe? I only want to be nice to you, Anne.
You do a pretty poor job of it.
I just saved you, didn't I?
I suppose you did.
So, do you think you could find it in your heart to forgive me? We don't have to be friends, just put the past behind us, so to speak.
I suppose that would be all right.
Good. Starting afresh. I'm Gilbert Blythe. It's very nice to meet you, Ms.
Anne Shirley. And I would like you to drop me off here, please.
All right. But you're not mad? You swear it?
Mad about what? It was nice to meet you, Gilbert Blythe.
Oh, Anne, there you are!
When we saw the raft go by empty, we were just worried sick.
We thought you drowned.
No, I'm all right.
Are you sure? You're awfully flushed.
No, I'm not.
Oh, Anne, we better get you home. You're soaked.
Shirley, what in heaven's name have you been up to? You're soaked through.
Oh, don't chide me, Marilla. I know.
I swear, Anne, will you ever have any sense?
I will. Ever since I came to Green Gables, I've been making mistakes, and it's all been because of my vanity and my being too romantic. But I understand now, Marilla. Romance may have been well and good in Camelot hundreds of years ago, but there's no use trying here in Avonlea.
I don't know what you're talking about, child.
I'm through with it, Marilla. I shan't indulge in these romantic fantasies anymore. They only get me into trouble.
You don't mean that, Anne.
I do. You'll see, I will be a grown lady now, not a little girl.
Really?
Yes, I will.
Seems like as good a time as any to tell her, Marilla.
Tell me what?
Mr. Phillips came by while you were out drenching yourself.
Mr. Phillips?
Oh no, I thought he wasn't upset with me anymore. I know I was reading Ben-Hur when I should have been studying my history, but he already kept me in at recess and scolded me for reading so many novels during class. Although how he could call Ben-Hur a novel when it is so religious is beyond me. And I don't know what else he could want to punish me for.
If you would let me get a word in, you might know that he wasn't here to punish you.
He wasn't?
No. He is organizing a class of his advanced students to study for the entrance exams at Queen's. You would stay for an extra hour after school each day for the extra lessons. What do you think, Anne? Would you like to study to pass for a teacher?
Do you mean it? This isn't a joke.
Have you ever known me to tell a joke?
Oh, Marilla, this has been my greatest dream for my whole life. Well, at least for the past 6 months, ever since I heard Ruby and Jane talking about it. But I didn't say anything about it because I thought it would be perfectly useless.
Seems Mr. Phillips didn't think it was so useless.
I can't believe it! I will study better than I ever have in my entire life. You'll see. I'll go upstairs right now and start.
Calm down, Anne. You don't have anything to study yet. Mr. Phillips said that if you were willing, classes start next week. You can tell him at school tomorrow that you will be in attendance.
I will. Oh, thank you, Marilla.
Not me you should be thanking. You did this yourself, Anne.
We're awfully proud of you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you both. I've tried to make you proud. I know I haven't always done well, but I will do better. I will be serious and good, and I will put those silly romantic notions aside and try ever so hard. I will.
I sure hope so.
Anne, can I show you something in the next room?
Of course. What is it? I haven't done something wrong, have I?
No, not at all. I just... Well, I was saving it for Christmas, but it seemed like maybe you ought to have it now, since you've resolved to grow up.
I do mean it, Matthew. I'll be such a lady and stay out of trouble. You'll see.
I know, and... Well, maybe this will help.
A new dress? Why, it's beautiful, Matthew, but I don't... Puffed sleeves?
You were always talking about them.
Matthew, I think I have never received so perfect a gift in all my life. Thank you.
You've always made me proud, Anne, no matter what. I'm happy you're ready to grow up, but don't give up all your romance. A little of it is a good thing. Not too much, of course, but keep a little of it, Anne. Keep a little of it.
All right, moving on to conjugations. Miss Shirley, I pray.
Oro.
Very good. Mr. Blythe, you fight.
Pugnas.
Yes. Miss Andrews, we carry.
Portamus.
Nicely done.
I've heard the entrance results are being posted at the end of the week.
For Queens?
Yes! Only the top five get to go.
Miss Gillis, you save.
Servatis?
Singular, Miss Gillis, not plural. Please sit down.
You'll make it, Jane. I know it.
Well, you certainly don't have to worry.
Mr. Sloan, I will think.
Puto.
I will think. I'm not doing it now. Sit down, Mr. Sloan.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, Anne, don't act the fool. It's insulting.
Miss Andrews, they will order.
Imperabunt.
Very good. Miss Shirley, we will prepare.
Parabimus.
Indeed. Mr. Blythe.
Jane, I really don't know what you're talking about.
You're head of the class.
Well, don't say it like it's so simple. I have to keep working to
beat Gilbert Blythe, I know.
It's not just Gilbert.
Of course.
Good. Miss Andrews, I was denying.
Negabar.
No, Miss Andrews, you were denying. You are not being denied. Sit down. Miss Shirley, you were forbidding.
Wetabas.
Good. Mr. Blythe, I was asking.
Rogabam.
Miss Shirley, I will be helped.
Iwabor.
Mr. Blythe, they were praying.
Orabant.
Miss Shirley, you plural will announce.
Nuntiabitus.
Mr. Blythe, I may love.
Amen.
Amem. Mr. Blythe. A mem. A valiant effort, but please sit down. Congratulations, Miss Shirley. And now, please pay attention as I write this week's vocabulary words up on the board. I expect you to copy them all down.
Congratulations, Anne. You won't win so easily next time.
You'll make it easy if you keep tripping over your own tongue like that.
Don't expect it to happen again.
I don't need it to.
Mr. Blythe, Miss Shirley, your attention on the board, please.
Yes, Mr. Phillips.
It's not just Gilbert? Is that what you said?
Jane Andrews, I'm sure I haven't a clue what you mean.